The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, that previous story was encouraging. This one is not. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Whether you're listening in Washington, D.C. on WAVA 105.1 FM, or whether you're listening on WRFD here in Columbus, Ohio, I welcome you. The folks at the Pew Research Center just released the results of a fascinating survey that they did. I suppose they have a whole room full of people who just sit around and say, all right, what question are we going to ask in the next poll? Because I don't know that I would have thought of this one, although I certainly should have. And the question that they asked in this poll is, should marriage and children be a top priority for United States adults? Right? Digest that. Should marriage and children be a top priority in the United States? They actually framed the question by, would the United States be better off if people make marriage and having children a priority? Pretty broad question. Would the United States be better off if people make marriage and having children a priority? Now, if I were sitting in your living room or in your car or whatever, and I looked across and said, what percentage do you think Americans would say that America would be better off if people make marriage and having children a priority? What percentage would you come up with? Before I read the study, I think I would have said, 80%? 85%? I mean, who wouldn't answer that America would be better country if, and again, I'm quoting, people make marriage and children, having children, a priority? Well, it was not 84%. It was not 74%. It was not 64% or 54% or 44%. It was 34%. 34% of Americans across the board, all ages, races, religious belief, and so forth, only 34% believe that America would be better off if people make marriage and having children a priority. 34%. 64% believe society, quote, is just as well off if people have priorities other than marriage and children. Then when you break it down into religious subgroups, here's the part that just hit me, and I still can't believe this. Of all of the religious groups, Catholics, Black Protestants, white non-evangelical Protestants, white evangelicals, The only group where the majority said America would be better off if people make marriage and having children a priority. The only group, white evangelicals, they were the only group with a majority. 56% of white evangelicals say society in America is better off with marriage and having children a priority. 56%. Catholics? Now get this. And I don't mean this in a demeaning way at all. Catholics are known for large families. You know, you see a family with 10 kids, you go, oh, you're a Catholic family, huh? And again, I don't mean that in a demeaning way, but Catholics are known for having lots of kids, and the church encourages it. Only 35% of Catholics said America would be better off if people make marriage and having children a priority. 35% of Catholics. Black Protestants, 36%. White non-evangelical Protestants, 35%. All of those groups are under 40%. Isn't that amazing? Quote, among the religiously unaffiliated, 16% say society is better off with people prioritizing marriage and childbearing. 82% of the religiously unaffiliated believe society is just as well off with other priorities. Significant political divide. Republicans, 50%. Isn't that crazy? More Republicans believe that marriage and having children is a top priority than Catholics in general. 50% of Republicans, only 22% of Democrats. I think there are a lot of things that you could surmise from this study, but I think maybe right at the top is the impact of the liberal left on the religions of America. Catholics, black Protestants, white non-evangelical Protestants. I have said this repeatedly, and I will continue to say it. The liberal left destroys everything it touches, including the family. To be really honest, as I read this, I was shocked at the results. 34% of Americans believe America and society is better off if people make marriage and having children a priority. 64% say, Nah, we need other priorities. We don't need priorities on marriage and having children. So in other words, the family, which is what holds our culture and our society together, we have known for many years that the liberal left is trying to destroy the family. Look what the liberal left has done to the black community. The family in the black community has been decimated. 70% of children born in the black community do not have a father in the home. 70%. Why? The influence of the Democratic Party and the liberal left. For a long, long time, their goal, their desire, has been to destroy the nuclear family. Redefinition of marriage, gay rights, you name it. The family, the traditional nuclear biblical family, is under a huge attack. And it's reflecting what the liberal left has tried to do for years, sadly. We need to be aware, folks. We need to be aware.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, I saw this yesterday, just briefly, and I honestly don't even remember where I saw it. But I thought, no. Couldn't be. No. And then I saw it today, and it's true. Of all of the wacky, crazy, weirdo things happening in California, did you know that train robberies are a huge deal, particularly in Los Angeles County? Train robbery. I grew up in Southern California, and for those of you that are familiar with that area, there's an amusement park called Knott's Berry Farm. Goes back to the early 1900s. Old Mr. Knott and his wife opened a little berry farm beside the road, and Mrs. Knott made jams and jellies and so forth. And then they built an old-style ghost town, a western ghost town. And I remember very well when there was no fence around it. It was open. There was no admission. It was free. You could go, and they had shootouts in the middle of the street, and they had the old saloon, and it was just kind of a fun place to go. There was a place where kids could pan for gold, but they had a train, a real, genuine steam train, and it went around the outside of the park, and you got on, and about half, three-quarters of the way, you're sitting on the train enjoying it, and all of a sudden, you hear guns blazing. Bam, bam, bam. And here comes the robbers right down the middle of the train. They had just robbed the train. And they come up and, you know, they said, "Don't anybody move." You know, it was, you know, real dramatic. And then they ran out the other side of the car. For the first time, it would scare you to death. It would scare you, especially if you were a kid. And I started going there when I was just a little kid. To give you a little history lesson that you probably don't care about, during the 60s, the hippies took over Knott's Berry Farm. And they came and slept there and stayed there. And like I said, there was no fence around it. It was free and so forth. And in order to keep the hippies out, they had to put a fence around it, and they started charging admission. And it became a paid amusement park, which, by the way, still exists today, and it's much, much bigger and so on and so forth. Anyway, that's train robbery to me. Back in the old days when the bandits would ride up beside the train on their horses, and they would jump into the mail car or whatever, and they would come down the aisle, and they would take, you know, the women's jewelry and the, you know, the watches and all of that stuff. I thought that was gone years ago. Well, this is completely different. They're not robbing passenger trains. They're not robbing Amway. They're robbing freight trains. These thieves, and from the story, many of them are coming from South America. And they find out where the UPS cars are, or FedEx. UPS, FedEx, even the United States Post Office still transports packages on trains. They find out where they are, and I don't know whether they wait until the train stops or whatever, but they blow open the doors and they start throwing stuff out. I'm looking at pictures here. Thousands and thousands of packages littered everywhere, all beside the train tracks and so forth. Well, train robberies have increased in Los Angeles County. Are you ready for this? In 1 year, train robberies in Los Angeles County have risen by 356%. 356%. Why? Well, evidently the main reason is the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office, Mr. Gascon, I think it is. Anyway, these people are arrested, and they're released with no bail. No bail, none, zero, zip, zilch. They're arrested, and they're immediately released. And so the next day, they go down, rob another train. They're arrested and released. So much so that Union Pacific is saying they're going to route their trains around Los Angeles County because their trains are not safe. The company's senior director of public affairs, Lupe Valdez, says, quote, "I have been with Union Pacific for 16 years, and I have never, ever seen this situation to this degree." He says, on average, 90 of their train cars are robbed every single day in Los Angeles County. Nine. He says, "We're making arrests, but what our officers are seeing on the ground is that people are basically being arrested. There is no bail. And they come out the next day and come back to rob our trains." Union Pacific says it is a spiraling crisis. And because Los Angeles County refuses to prosecute these criminals, well, you just treat them nice. And if you treat them nice, they'll treat you nice. So you arrest them and say, "That's a naughty thing. Your mother would not want you robbing the train, so we're going to release you if you will promise that you won't rob any more trains." "No, no, won't rob any more trains. Nope, 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 won't rob any more trains." "Okay, will you be a good boy now?" "Okay." That's what's happening in Los Angeles County. Did I mention that everything the left touches, they destroy? So Union Pacific is thinking about rerouting their freight trains around Los Angeles. It's a crazy world we're living in. Train robberies. Yeah, well, it's kind of like the Wild West again. Hey, thanks for joining me. I hope you have a wonderful evening. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.